Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
Visitors to Australian Expo impressed by Falun Dafa's stunning energy. Falun Dafa practitioners in the Western Australian city of Perth took part in the Every Woman Expo held at the Perth Convention and Exhibition Centre from June 16th through the 18th. Their colorful booth displayed posters and publications promoting the health benefits of the practice and exposing the ongoing persecution of Falun Dafa, also known as Falun Gong, by the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP. Over 150 exhibitors offered health, beauty, lifestyle, and cooking information and products to the 1,400 visitors attending the expo. Event visitors were drawn to the practitioners' exercise demonstration in front of a bright blue poster adorning their booth. Attendees wanted to learn more about Falun Dafa. Booth visitor Maggie Rowan asked a practitioner where she could learn the exercises after seeing them demonstrated and learning about the practice. She said, "I can see that this is the kind of practice that I want. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is the best thing one can do." Expo attendee Jan told a practitioner, "The energy at your booth is absolutely stunning." She also reported seeing the practitioner's dragon dance and waist drum performances in nearby Wilton and really enjoyed them. Jan said, "I like the principles you follow very much." Indian visitor Anika Hussain, accompanied by six family members, watched the exercises demonstrated. Practitioners shared Falun Dafa flyers and origami lotus flowers with the group. Anika said, "The energy here is beautiful." She explained her understanding of meditation by saying, "Outside of this material world, there is another one where we can relax and our thoughts, bodies, and souls become one." Event attendee Alina and her daughter stopped in front of the booth. She told practitioners, "I never heard of Falun Dafa before, but I want to learn more about it." Booth visitor Rowena Conlon asked to sign a petition condemning the human rights violations in China and offered, "I heard about Falun Dafa, and I know that the Chinese Communist Party persecutes the practice." She stated that people must be tolerant of each other and believes that kindness will triumph over evil.
South Korean poster exhibition exposes organ harvesting crimes. The Korea Association for Ethical Organ Transplants hosted an award-winning poster exhibition at the Seoul Metro Museum of Art from May 21st through the 27th. The exhibit laid bare the CCP's policy of non-consensual organ harvesting from Falun Dafa practitioners and other prisoners of conscience in China. The museum is located inside the Yongbakgun subway station. 50,000 tourists and locals pass through the area daily. The documentary Human Harvest was screened every day during the exhibition. The film narrates the independent investigations into China's state-sanctioned murder for organs trade by Canadian human rights attorney David Mattis and former Secretary of State for Asia-Pacific David Kilgore. The team was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize as a result of their efforts to expose the human rights violation of organ harvesting in China. Through the exhibition, visitors not only learned about the crimes, but also what is occurring in international society to bring an end to the crimes. Many exhibition visitors took photos and video recordings for their social media platforms. A major news media outlet also provided publicity. Exhibitions like this are held annually in South Korea, Taiwan, and Japan.
Falun Dafa Art Exhibition in Pau, France impresses visitors. The art of Jen Shan Ren, Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance International Exhibition was held in an art gallery in Pau in southwest France. From June 9th through June 14th, the 53 pieces of artwork making up the exhibition illustrated Falun Gong practitioners' realm of cultivation when following the Falun Dafa principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. A continuous stream of people visited the art collection. Visitors relayed to a reporter that they were deeply touched by the display. Art history student Victor said that the artwork sends a strong message. He thought that this wasn't the kind of art exhibition people were used to seeing. Victor said he found the works touching, realistic, and filled with spirituality. He praised the artist for their outstanding job of showing the main character's inner world. Local resident Mark Vigno said the persecution brings shame to the torturers. Persecution of various groups of people exists in China because of the communist regime. It's abnormal and unacceptable in today's world. Retired law enforcement officer Jean-Louis Guinero praised the artwork and said the persecution of Falun Gong is unacceptable. It's unfortunate that such comportment still exists in the 21st century. I'm sad. He thanked Falun Gong practitioners for bringing the exhibition to France. Patricia Subaru was brought to tears by the art exhibition. She shared, "It's so beautiful, but so tragic. The persecution shown in the artwork is horrible. It must be exposed. It can't continue. It can't." She hopes to see Falun Gong practitioners continue to expose the persecution. School library worker Isabel Payne said that the exhibition was significant and that she would recommend that high school age students see it. Payne said she was stunned by the energy emanating from the artwork. She also mentioned seeing Falun Gong practitioners' courage and unyielding spirit in the art, as well as the value of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance.
Falun Dafa introduced to school children in remote Indian town. A Western Falun Dafa practitioner residing in India has been traveling to the country's far-flung regions to introduce Falun Dafa to some of the country's most remote areas. Her journey recently took her to Marik, a small town located at the lap of the Himalayas, in the district of Darjeeling, West Bengal. During her month-long stay, she and other practitioners held 24 Falun Dafa introduction sessions in a total of 13 schools. The teachers and principals at each school documented their gratitude in a letter. The Green Lawn School in Marik gifted the practitioner with a certificate that said, "Your dedication to instilling the values of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance in our young learners is truly admirable. It was a pleasure to witness the enthusiasm and excitement that your sessions brought out in our students. The students were able to not only understand the importance of these values, but also learn how to apply them in their daily lives. Students and teachers alike learned not only about the beauty of Falun Dafa, but also about the 24-year-long persecution and heart-wrenching human rights atrocities that are ongoing in China. The children and other attendees also learned to cherish the opportunity to live in a democratic country where freedom is respected. During the introduction sessions, there were children from all age groups for whom learning the Falun Dafa exercises came quite naturally. They were very focused from the beginning to end. Often the teachers also showed the same heart when learning the exercises. The Western practitioner admitted she was happily surprised to see 2023 Falun Dafa calendars, posters, and even flyers posted on notice boards by non-practitioners. Falun Dafa materials in English and Hindi were displayed all across the town. Even the police station in Mirik and the Darjeeling Police Station and District Court were included. Tourists from cities all over India saw the introductory materials, facilitating knowledge of Falun Dafa to spread far and wide.
New Zealand practitioners bring Falun Dafa to Samoa. Falun Dafa practitioners introduced their spiritual practice to the island nation of Samoa from June 9th to June 16th. They visited a total of 58 schools and 81 churches. Many schools and churches invited them to provide Falun Dafa exercise demonstrations as a result. Every participant received information about the practice and were told how they could continue to learn Falun Dafa online through the Falun Dafa website. Practitioners demonstrated the exercises in one secondary school that had over 600 students. After the demonstration, the teens followed practitioners in doing the first four sets of exercises with the school principal's encouragement. The administrator then distributed Falun Dafa flyers and encouraged the students to go online in order to continue learning the exercises. A teacher at one of the schools did the exercises and afterward exclaimed in surprise, "My shoulder had been in pain. It was hard to lift my arm. It feels better now. I can lift my arm." She asked when practitioners would return to the school to lead the exercises again. She said that it was a great practice and she would continue to learn it online. As a Falun Dafa introductory exercise session was taking place on June 14th, two representatives from Samoa's TV3 station came to film and conduct interviews at the minister's office where the training occurred. The outcome of the TV crew's visit was a program about the Falun Dafa training. Seven employees at the minister's office learned the movements. One staff member said, "I will share this practice with people in my church." In addition to promoting Falun Dafa in cities, practitioners also went to more remote regions to introduce the practice. They stopped at every village along their path, giving out informative materials and folded paper lotus flowers to the people they met. Many recipients demonstrated an interest in learning Falun Dafa and expressed gratitude to practitioners. One villager said, "This is a blessing from God." Another said, "I think this is a gift from the universe." A third person proclaimed, "This is just what I need."
Falun Dafa event in Barcelona exposes the CCP's persecution in China. Practitioners held truth clarification activities at Plaza Catalunya in Barcelona, Spain, on June 10th. They introduced Falun Dafa and informed the public of how the Chinese Communist Party brutally persecutes the spiritual practice. Many people expressed willingness to help end the appalling injustice. A petition letter addressed to the Spanish Congress of Deputies was placed at the practitioner's informational booth. The petition asks the Spanish Congress to condemn the CCP's persecution and to investigate the disappearance of Falun Dafa practitioners in China. Many of these disappearances are likely linked to the CCP's forced live organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience. Many booth visitors signed the petition. Practitioners demonstrated the Falun Dafa exercises as part of the event. The soothing music drew passers-by who stopped to learn more about the practice. Booth visitor Susanna said that Falun Dafa's principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance bring peace to humanity, and that everyone should learn more about it. She was horrified after learning about the CCP's policy of sanctioning the theft of organs from living prisoners of conscience. Susanna concluded, "This is unbelievable." Barcelona resident Anna was shocked by the realization that the media has remained silent concerning the atrocities. She condemned the atheist CCP's persecution of spirituality. Anna explained, "The state institution and administration entities want human beings to lose their spirituality so that the CCP can force its control over the population. This is a way to rule the masses." An Argentinian man named Mauricio said that he was drawn to the booth by the exercise music. He was happy to learn that Falun Dafa is widely practiced in his country. Mauricio said, "We have to stop this persecution and get involved by letting people know about it, because few people know the truth."
The Tiangao Marching Band shines in Canadian festival parades. Toronto area Falun Dafa practitioners participated in several local summer celebrations. Two events included performances by the Tiangao Marching Band. On June 17th, the band and the waist drum team took part in Burlington's Sound of Music Festival Parade, Canada's largest free music festival. The Tiangao Marching Band also played in the Welland Rose Festival Parade the next day. Spectators were impressed by the band's performances, as well as with Falun Dafa's values of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. A musician named Antonio performed with another group at the Sound of Music Festival and said he watched the Tiangao Marching Band prepare to perform in the parade. He offered that he often noticed practitioners doing the Falun Dafa exercises at a nearby park. He thought the exercises were elegant and fascinating. Antonio added that he liked the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and will read about Falun Dafa on the practice's website. A young Sri Lankan man named Sarasat applauded the practitioners' performances as they passed by. He explained that he had many questions about life, and years ago he thought about becoming a monk in a temple. He gave that thought up when his family opposed it. Sarasat was glad to hear that Falun Dafa helps one to improve based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and to cultivate while leading a normal life. He said, "This is exactly what I need, and I will check it out for sure." Parade spectator Ms. Wong is from China and saw the parade with her grandson. Despite the CCP's defamation of Falun Dafa in her country, she said she knows Falun Dafa is good. She chose to renounce her membership in the CCP's Young Pioneers, a Communist Party affiliate that she joined when she was young. Festival attendee Sarah watched the parade with her husband. Both expressed admiration for the Tiangao Marching Band. Sarah shared that she knows she benefits from doing meditation and believes that the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance are important, that they can help us maintain a positive attitude while negating bad thoughts. She said, "I am so happy that practitioners are sharing Falun Dafa with communities."
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.